But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
From the Under the Influence digital box set, this episode is from Season 7, 2018. The Guinness Book of World Records has about 40,000 world records in its database. They can only print about 4,000 in their book each year. Breaking a world record is not easy, and setting one is a formidable achievement. Meet Mr. Ashrita Furman. He has set more than one world record in his lifetime. As a matter of fact, Ashrita has set 628 world records since 1979. It is astonishing. He was the first to set 100 world records and currently holds more than 200 standing records. Some of his world records are difficult, some are easy, and some are very unusual. He set a record for somersaulting continuously for 12 miles. He set a record for walking over 80 miles balancing a milk bottle on his head. And he set a record for opening the most beer bottles in a minute using a chainsaw. Ever since Ashrita Furman was a kid, he was fascinated with the Guinness Book of World Records. He was a self-confessed nerd in school, more bookish than athletic. Then one day, he entered a 24-hour bike race and surprised himself by finishing third. That one accomplishment set him off on a life of accomplishments. When he's not breaking world records, the 63-year-old manages a health food store. One thing I noticed is that Ashrita is in really good shape. You'd have to be to break some of these records. For example, the very first record he ever broke was for doing 27,000 jumping jacks. He set a record by performing 9,628 sit-ups in 1 hour. And he set a world record for pogoing up all 1,899 steps in Toronto's CN Tower in under an hour. Ashrita Furman also isn't afraid to tackle world records he knows nothing about. For example, he holds a record for yodeling for 27 straight hours. He had no idea how to yodel when he decided to try and break the existing record, so he got a book on yodeling and listened to yodeling tapes. The toughest part of setting that record was finding witnesses willing to listen to him for 27 hours. He once tried to break the record for continuous underwater juggling in a shark tank and was doing fine until one of the sharks bumped into him and knocked a ball out of his hands. He has broken records on every continent. He hula-hooped for the fastest mile in Australia, and he did the fastest mile on a pogo stick in Antarctica. But he also holds the best record of all. Ashrita Furman holds the Guinness World Record for holding the most Guinness World Records. Believe it or not, the advertising industry has a few entries in the Guinness Book of World Records. In its quest to bring as much attention as possible to brands, the ad biz has shattered a world record or two along the way. Sometimes it was for the longest commercial ever made. Sometimes it was for the most expensive commercial ever produced. And one Guinness record today held by a radio commercial is my favorite of all time. And like Mr. Furman, the ad industry has set some quirky records too.
You're under the influence.
Every day of every month of every year, the advertising industry tries to attract attention to its clients' products. Attention is job one, because you can't sell to someone who isn't listening. As my advertising hero Bill Birnbach once said, if your advertising isn't noticed, everything else is academic. So therefore, advertising agencies strive to make a lasting impression. One age-old way to make a brand stand out was to create advertising mascots. There have been a lot of advertising mascots over the years. Think Tony the Tiger, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Charlie the Tuna, the Pillsbury Doughboy, and Ronald McDonald. Can you guess which one holds the world record for the longest-running advertising mascot in North America? I'll give you a hint. It's a cereal mascot. Answer? The Quaker Man for Quaker Oats. It was trademarked on September 4th, 1877. It's one of the few human mascots that has survived in a world mostly populated with critter mascots. You might naturally assume Quaker Oats was created by Quakers. You would be incorrect. Founder Henry Seymour just happened to be reading about Quakers in an encyclopedia one day, and he thought they sounded like nice people. He also felt the name Quaker stood for honesty, purity, and integrity, values he wanted associated with his new product. So he applied to trademark a, quote, man in Quaker garb. Early Quaker Oats commercials had the Quaker mascot utter their slogan.
Quaker Oats, nothing is better for thee than me.
The Quaker man has changed a bit over time, starting life as a full figure, then evolving to the now familiar head and shoulders illustration on the cereal box. Apparently, he is referred to as Larry inside the Quaker Corporation, which I find too funny. A runner-up in the oldest mascot category is the Michelin Man, created in Europe in 1898. The white tire mascot was inspired by an oddly stacked display of tires the Michelin brothers saw one day, and they thought it looked like a man. Back then, tires were white or light gray. They didn't become black until carbon was added to the tire process in 1912. The Michelin Man actually has a name, Bibendum, from the Latin phrase Nunc est Bibendum, which means, now is the time to drink, which is weirdly inappropriate for an automotive product. The longest-running real-life advertising character was created in 1967. His name? The Lonely Maytag Repairman. He was created by the Chicago-based Leo Burnett Ad Agency, the firm that created most of the mascots I spoke of earlier. The idea of a repairman that was never needed was such a powerful advertising idea, Maytag could actually charge a premium price for their appliances. The Maytag Repairman is now in his fifth generation. Maytag Repairman number two was Gordon Jump, who many will remember from the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. I did many commercials with Gordon over the years, and he was a wonderful man. In this commercial, Gordon is playing the Maytag Repairman who is practicing how to answer a phone that never rings.
Maytag, can I help you?
At Maytag, our repairmen make sure they're on top of their skills.
Maytag's the name, repairs the game.
Just in case. After all, it has happened.
Maytag headquarters.
A Maytag does need a repair.
Hello? No, dear. I won't be working late tonight.
Maytag. The dependability people.
By the way, some of you may have recognized the announcer in that Maytag commercial. It was none other than Fred Gwynn, who played Herman Munster. There is actually a Guinness Book of World Records entry for the world's biggest coupon. It belongs to fast food company Jack in the Box. It was a coupon for a buy one burger, get the second one free offer. It measured 185 square meters, or 80 feet long by 25 feet wide. Jack in the Box hung it from a building in downtown Los Angeles, and judging by the photo, it was 8 stories tall. But here's the funny part. When the Guinness Book of World Records officials came to verify the gigantic coupon, they told Jack in the Box it wouldn't be valid for a world record unless the voucher was actually redeemed. Ha! That presented a bit of a problem. So the crowd that had gathered helped the restaurant carry the huge coupon a few blocks to the nearest Jack in the Box restaurant. If you can imagine this, the coupon working its way down the streets of Los Angeles looked like a colossal parade float. This story gets even funnier. When they got to the nearest Jack in the Box, the enormous coupon wouldn't fit through the door. There was only one option. The coupon had to be presented at the restaurant's drive-thru window.
Hilarious.
So the crowd made its way to the drive-thru, the coupon was redeemed, and the world record was achieved. To thank everyone, the restaurant gave the crowd free hamburgers, and anyone who took a photo of the giant coupon could redeem it at any Jack in the Box in the country. As I flipped through the Guinness Book of World Records, I noticed there is a world record for longest-running television commercial. The advertiser is Discount Tires. The commercial has been running in the U.S. unchanged since 1975. It's a 10-second ad that begins with a little old lady rolling a tire up to the big storefront window of a Discount Tire location.
If ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back.
Then, the little old lady heaves the tire through the plate glass window.
Thank you. Discount Tire Company.
It's kind of funny. People love that commercial so much, the company has aired it continuously for over 43 years. On the day the commercial was shot, the film crew gathered in front of a discount tire store, ready to have a 66-year-old woman throw the tire through the window. But as it turned out, she couldn't lift it. So a small man dressed up as a little old lady and threw the tire. Except the window didn't break. On the second attempt, the tire did break the glass, but in the wrong spot. So the huge storefront window was replaced again, and the third time was a keeper. Ironically, back in 1975, a single 10-second television commercial was all Discount Tire could afford. Today, they have 560 stores and 9,000 employees. Little did they know that cheap little commercial would run for decades. I know what you're thinking. Did a real customer ever throw a tire back through a Discount Tire store window? Yep, but it only happened once in 43 years. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the record for the most viewed commercial for a video game was for a Super Bowl ad titled Clash of the Clans Revenge. When it achieved the world record in 2017, it had been viewed over 160 million times. The commercial stars Liam Neeson, and it begins with Neeson looking menacingly at his Clash of the Clans app on his smartphone.
I don't know you, Big Buffet Boy 85, but if you think you can humiliate me and take my gold, think again. Oh, I am coming for you with lots of barbarians and dragons. I can't wait to destroy your village while you beg for mercy, but you will get no mercy. I will have my revenge.
Then we realize Neeson is standing in the middle of a Starbucks.
Lime? Have a scone for lime?
Over here. It's, Liam. You will regret the day you crossed Angry Neeson 52.
Angry Neeson! Angry Neeson 52!
Funny side note. Liam Neeson's name was already taken by someone else playing the game, so he had to settle for Angry Neeson 52. According to Guinness, the world record for most viewed online video is for Dove. The video is called Real Beauty Sketches. We've mentioned this video before. Produced in 2013, the six-minute film was created to show women they are more beautiful than they think they are. As research showed, only 4% of women describe themselves as beautiful.
I'm a forensic artist. Worked for the San Jose Police Department from 1995 to 2011.
In the video, women are asked to describe themselves to a forensic sketch artist who cannot see them.
Tell me about your chin.
It kind of protrudes a little bit, especially when I smile.
He sketches them as they describe themselves, as they see themselves.
Your jaw?
My mom told me I had a big jaw.
What would be your most prominent feature?
I kind of have a fat, rounder face.
Then people who had met the same women earlier that day were brought in and asked to describe them. And the artist created a sketch based on those descriptions.
She was thin, so you could see her cheekbones. And her chin, it was a nice, thin chin.
She had nice eyes. They lit up when she spoke.
Cute nose.
She had blue eyes, very nice blue eyes.
When the original women were brought back in, they were shown the sketch that was done from their own descriptions of themselves, along with the sketch that was based on how someone else had described them. The difference was startling. In every case, the original sketch was far less attractive than the second sketch.
Do you think you're more beautiful than you say?
Yeah.
When it was deemed a world record in 2013, the video had been viewed an astounding 125 million times in 25 languages in more than 110 countries. According to the Book of World Records, the record for the most expensive television commercial ever produced belongs to Chanel No. 5. It cost $33 million to make.
When did I wake?
into this dream.
The 3-minute commercial was directed by Baz Luhrmann, who has made such films as Moulin Rouge and Strictly Ballroom. It stars Nicole Kidman, who plays a glamorous actress pursued by the paparazzi. To escape one night, she jumps into a random cab and discovers a young man sitting there who doesn't know who she is. She orders the cab to drive off, and she has a 4-day affair with the man until she has to go back to her celebrity life again.
Goodbye. And then she was gone.
The Chanel No. 5 commercial made its debut in North America in 2004. It was then shown in Australia, the UK, France, and the Netherlands. The commercial is beautifully shot, with stunning locations in France and a sumptuous wardrobe designed by Karl Lagerfeld. Hard to imagine a 3-minute commercial, which includes one full minute of credits, cost $33 million, even when you account for the fact Nicole Kidman was paid $3.4 million and director Luhrmann and Karl Lagerfeld didn't come cheap. It was financed entirely by Chanel. But there you have it, an expensive Guinness Book of World Records record. And while going big was a successful tactic for Chanel, going small once worked for Gillette. And we'll be right back.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're enjoying this episode, why not dip into our archives? Available wherever you download your pods. Go to terryoreilly.ca for a master episode list.
The world's first ad visible from outer space was unveiled in 2006. It belongs to KFC. It's an 87,500-square-foot image of the Colonel created to launch KFC's global rebrand. They called it the Face from Space,
and it consists of nearly 70,000 painted tiles. For the first time ever, the colonel is pictured wearing an apron instead of his typical white double-breasted suit in an effort to bring fried chicken back to its home-style roots. But here's the best part. The ad sits just off the highway outside Rachel, Nevada, home to Area 51, a remote and highly classified military facility many claim to be the UFO capital of the world. The KFC president at the time said, "If there are extraterrestrials in outer space, KFC wants to become their restaurant of choice." He also said it was one small step for mankind, one giant leap for fried chicken. The record for the world's biggest ad is held by Betfair, an online gambling company. Though it can't be seen from outer space because it's mainly text, the ad is massive, stretching over 436,000 square meters, or over 4 million square feet. That is the equivalent of 80 North American football fields. It was created for the Euro 2008 football championship. The ad says, "Number one for football and still growing." The mammoth ad is located on farmland in Austria, near the Vienna International Airport, and it was only visible in its entirety to passengers flying in to watch the games. It was made up of grass and over 100,000 poppies, chamomile, mustard plants, and marigolds, and it took local farmers 4 months to grow. Each individual letter measures 144 feet high. Betfair, the world's biggest betting site with the world's biggest ad. Sometimes the way to attract attention in this world is not to go big, but rather to go small. Really small. The Guinness World Record for the world's smallest ad is proudly held by Gillette in the UK. In 2011, the shaving products company managed to inscribe the line, "Our best work is viewed up close," followed by the letter G, on a piece of human beard hair. The entire ad measures 65.15 micrometers by 59.34 micrometers. It attracted a lot of press for accomplishing that feat. Just as silence can attract attention on radio, so too can the world's tiniest, tiniest ad. The Guinness record for the world's longest commercial belongs to another fast food restaurant, Arby's. It actually created a commercial that ran for 13 hours, 5 minutes, and 11 seconds. Arby's is proud of its slow-cooked smokehouse brisket sandwich. Slow-cooked is the operative word there, as every smokehouse brisket sandwich at Arby's is slow-cooked for 13 hours. So on May 24, 2014, Arby's created a commercial that showed a single piece of brisket being slow-cooked for 13 hours, 5 minutes, and 11 seconds, complete with an on-screen timer. You can watch the entire commercial on YouTube, if you have half a day to spare. But as per the official Guinness guidelines, Arby's realized the commercial needed to air on a licensed television channel in a normal broadcast slot in order to qualify for a world record. Sure enough, television station KBJR-TV in Duluth, Minnesota, agreed to air the 13-hour commercial on May 24th, spilling into May 25th. The previous record holder, by the way, was Nivea, who had aired a 60-minute commercial in Switzerland to celebrate its 100th anniversary. Canada had an advertising entry in the Guinness Book of World Records. Much Music broke the record for the shortest television commercials. The music station created 11 TV ads that ran for 1/60th of a second each, which was 8 times faster than the previous record holder. You can see them on YouTube. Just don't blink. And finally, one of my favorite world records of all time. It's for a one-second radio commercial produced in Norway. Here it is.
Guinness Record Book.
And because my Norwegian is so very excellent, allow me to translate. It says, Guinness Book of World Records. The genius of that commercial is what it manages to accomplish in only 1 second. It told you the name of the product, and it demonstrated the main benefit of the Guinness Book of World Records by creating an entry in its own book for the world's shortest radio commercial. The aim of all advertising is to create selling ideas that are impossible to ignore. That gets harder and harder to do in a world where so many brands are competing for the same slice of the public's attention span. But by coloring outside the lines, many companies manage to create commercials or stunts that captivate audiences and attract press by setting new world records. Of course, breaking a world record isn't easy. Even though you can create the world's largest coupon, doesn't mean you get an automatic entry into the fabled Guinness Book of World Records. As Jack in the Box discovered when they realized the coupon couldn't fit through the door in order to be redeemed. Or when Arby's created a 13-hour commercial, then realized it actually had to run on a real television station to be authenticated. Some records are unintentional. I'm sure Chanel had no intention of breaking the world record for the most expensive commercial ever produced. I have yet to meet a client with that goal in mind. But breaking a world record is a great marketing strategy for attracting attention. And that fact hasn't gone unnoticed by the folks at Guinness. They actually have a creative department that will help you dream up a world record to set or break, to help you launch a new product, rejuvenate an old one, or if you have an anniversary to celebrate. And they'll help you promote that new record worldwide. Of course, you still have to set the world record yourself, which isn't always easy. Just remember to bring a measuring tape when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. Under the Influence was recorded in the Tear Stream. Producer Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer Keith Oman. Theme music by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. Digital content producer Sydney O'Reilly. To take a peek inside the Terrestream mobile recording studio, go to terryoreilly.ca. See you next week.
This episode brought to you by
the Arby's 13-hour Smokehouse Brisket 13-hour commercial commemorative DVD. We don't make sense. We make sandwiches.
By the way, feel free to peruse the Under the Influence shop. We've got some fun t-shirts that will fit you to a T. Go to terryoreilly.ca/shop. Every purchase supports the show, and we appreciate it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.